I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us right now from Women in Trucking, an old friend of the program, Ellen Voig. Ellen, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Eric. Thanks for having me.
It's great to see you. For those who don't know, tell us about the organization, which, by the way, over the years has grown tremendously. What is Women in Trucking?
Well, our mission is pretty simple, is to increase the percentage of women employed in the trucking industry. But it's threefold. So to encourage the employment, to address obstacles that might keep women from either entering the industry or succeeding, and then finally to celebrate success.
Yeah, and this is all about, a positive, some positive light on the industry, where it's earned, where it's deserved, and it often is. What is Women in Trucking involved in? So tell us about what you do on a daily basis or at truck shows like the Great American Trucking Show.
Sure. Well, we have some of the things I'm really proud of is we have a Girl Scout transportation patch. We found out the Boy Scouts had a transportation patch and the Girl Scouts didn't. So we worked with the Girl Scouts, created the curriculum, and we now have a little patch. And all over North America, girls are earning, Girl Guides in Canada, Girl Scouts in the United States, they're earning their patch. And I can't tell you how rewarding it is to see our little Women in Trucking patch on these little girls. It's just so,
I love
it. So we want them to learn about careers in transportation. We have an image team, and they're here at this show, and they're helping in our booth. And they're just amazing women who have who are accomplished and have gone through a whole process to be chosen. And some of them are, most of them are drivers, but we have a couple safety people and recruiters. But we use the image team to talk to reporters because we are often asked, you know, for interviews with drivers.
Right.
And we also use the image team to speak at events, serve on panels, but more importantly, we use our female drivers to do ride-alongs.
Hmm.
So we've done ride-alongs. We're giving Scott Darling, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administrator, a ride-along in October. We just gave our United States Senator Ron Johnson a ride-along in Wisconsin a few weeks ago. We gave a safety advocate from Citizens for Reliable and Safe Highways a ride in a truck and showed him that there's much more safety equipment in there than he had realized. So it's just we like to give high-profile people a ride so that they get a little bit of a taste of what a driver's life is like.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, there's a lot of, I guess, the majority of the population, it might be safe to say, that has no idea what it's like
That's
inside
right.
that truck.
That's right.
You know,
people don't understand how much technology is in there.
Yeah.
And the other thing that really frustrates me is people don't grasp how that gallon of milk gets to the grocery store shelf. So, like with the Girl Scouts, we actually go through this process, and I ask the girls, like, so let's talk about cookies. Let's talk about Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Where does it start? Well, it
right.
starts in a field with flour. And how does that flour get to the next step, which is the bakery? And they go, oh, a truck? I'm like, yeah, you're getting it.
Right, exactly.
And how does it go from the bakery to the packaging and then the distribution center? And I said, and how does it get to the person's house? That's where you come in.
Right, exactly. All of our little trucks.
Yeah, that's right.
and you know, this is the, it goes back to, I think someone did the economy of a pencil one time. But basically, if you look at a pen or a pencil and everything it takes, all the materials it takes to put that one item together, is this major cooperation between all of these different companies and then between those companies, the transportation industry, to get those materials to ultimately the consumer, to all of us who demand. I mean, if we walked into, Ellen, I know that, you know, where you're from, ice is a regular thing, and you guys deal with a lot better than we do. But what, I go back a few years here in Texas, cobblestone ice. I thought that was someplace where you got a treat at the mall.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know anything about cobblestone ice. Well, we had it bad here in Texas.
Oh, wow.
And it resulted in deliveries not being made to stores. And I remember my daughter, who lives a half hour away, I had to go. She and her husband lost all the entire complex lost power. Went and picked them up in the middle of the night, brought them to my house, which took hours to get there and back.
Over the ice,
and
yeah.
And I stopped at, I went to the all-night store, and I'm going down the aisles, and it's just, it's empty. Any chance of anything coming soon? No, it'll probably be another few days.
Crazy.
If that happened all the time, if trucks stop,
yeah,
that's exactly what we would be looking at. And it's not just the bread and milk, but we're talking about medication that gets to a pharmacy,
gas, yeah.
gasoline,
yeah.
Any of this. And so this is a great, great effort that I know that you've been a part of going back many, many years, even before Women in Trucking. And you've been a part of many great organizations. What's next for Women in Trucking? What's beyond 2016?
Well, We had our first conference last year, and because I get asked to speak at so many different events, so we thought, well, why don't we have our own event? So we had our very first conference here in Dallas, and we were hoping for 200 people. We had 350 our first year. So this year in November will be our second conference, and we're expecting 500 people.
Nice.
And it's, you can tell that diversity has become a huge topic lately, because 14% of women only make up 14% of management in the transportation industry and under 7% of the driver population, but yet women make up 52% of the working group. So we need to start tapping into that. And the other thing about diversity, especially at the leadership level, is women bring a different perspective. So when it's been proven that when you have more women at the in the C-suite or on the board, you know, on boards, there are higher profits for the company. So there is a business reason to have more women. So we have to state the case. We have to show that there's an urgent need to bring more women in. And then we have to work with the carriers, the industry itself, to make it more attractive to women. But in the meantime, we're also, you know, exposing the non-trucking public to some great careers.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what it's about too, is that know that this is a great career choice, ultimately. And we certainly need more and more folks in the generations to come to be making that decision that, you know, to get into trucking because of the pending driver shortage or existing driver shortage, whichever one you believe. We won't get into that debate, but it's very real going forward. You can just do the very simple numbers, and we will need a lot more people getting into trucking to deliver those things so that we're not walking down the aisle like I was that night looking
for
things,
milk,
you know, on a regular basis. So always great. If they want to learn more about women in trucking, where do they go?
It's simple, womenintrucking.org.
All right.
Eric, I'd like to mention we have a scholarship foundation that we started as well. It's a separate entity, separate board of directors. But we not only accept donations for the scholarships, but we give scholarships. And we gave out $15,000 worth of scholarships in the past year to people looking at careers in the trucking industry. And that's whether you're looking at a safety area, technical area, leadership, or driver. So, and that's womenintruckingfoundation.org.
All right. Great stuff. Ellen, great to see you again. Great to talk to you again. We hope to do it again soon.
Sounds good.
Thank you.